Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I got a message from a listener, or should I say we got a message on our Facebook page. I want you to have a quick listen to this and see what you think. I've been finding life very difficult for the last year. Not me personally, although I have been, in fairness. But now this listener is saying that. I've been finding life very difficult for this last year. My mother passed away suddenly last year. My family and I have been dealing with an awful lot since she passed. I know that grief can take a long time to get over. And I feel that I was making some progress up until last month when my father announced he had met another woman. I was shocked with this news and can't seem to move on or be happy for my father. I hate him being with somebody else and I don't want to be any part of it. He and my mum were together for 30 odd years and he had a fantastic loving relationship right up until the day she passed away. They never argued, always held hands, and it was a relationship I was also so happy to grow up in and one I always wanted to achieve in my own life. My sister feels exactly the same way as I do. How dare my father put us in this situation and disrespect my mother like this and want us to equally disrespect her by approving of this relationship, while my mother is still essentially cold in her grave. I have one brother who seems to be okay with this new relationship, and he keeps telling me that I and my sister are being completely selfish for not wanting my father to meet this new lady and support my father. Anyway, I know my father deserves to be happy, but it breaks my heart to think of him with somebody else. I feel like he just wants to erase any trace of my mother, and I just can't handle it all. To top it all off, recently when she came back to the house, he kind of moved her away from a photograph that was on the counter of him and my mother. I thought this was completely disrespectful. I do understand why he did it, but I think it was completely disrespectful. Anyway, now, that's an interesting dilemma, isn't it? How soon is too soon? Now, I spoke to Damien about this today, and Damien kind of put a couple of years on it. But I want to know, I want to get your view on this dilemma. Do you think this person is wrong to feel this way? Should he be happy for his father that he's met somebody else? I mean, it is a difficult situation because no child, regardless of their age, wants to see their parent move on with somebody else. No child wants that. At the same time, this father has a right also to be happy. So the question I want to ask is there a right time to move on and enter a new relationship after the death of a partner, a wife, or somebody you've been with for a long time? Is there a right length of time that you should wait? A month? 6 months? A year? 2 years? Never? I mean, when is the right time? Or is it always going to be disrespectful to move on? Particularly if somebody dies suddenly. And there's also, you know, there's been a lot of love in the relationship with this guy. Obviously describes his father and his mother were in a very loving relationship. But is there a right time to wait? Or is it ever right? The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. When is the right time to move on? And is this son being a little bit selfish? Michael, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you, Michael?
How are you?
I'm good, Michael. What do you think?
In this situation, I think the father should have kept it on the side for a while.
Say that again, sorry, Michael.
In this situation, I think the father should have kept it on the side for a while.
Do you think so?
Yeah, when there's kids, when you're like 30 years of marriage and all that kind of carry on, and yeah.
I don't know, there's a part of me believes it's a bit disrespectful.
Oh, yeah, but it's quite common. I've seen it before. So, and it kind of, I don't know, maybe the kids were closer to the mother. I don't know, maybe she was the glue that held the family together. Like, maybe the father, now he's kind of, you know, demonstrating his, all his years of inner resentment in an outwardly fashion.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
I know, but there's part of me thinks, you know, I understand he just wants to move on with his life, the father, and he wants to be happy again, etc., 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 but you do have to have a level of respect.
Yeah. It's like someone, I don't know, it's like, you know, maybe it's different saying this, maybe this is completely irrelevant, but no, if someone loses a family pet or something like that, and then someone thinks they can just replace it with a new pet, they don't realise the emotional bond that people have with the pet, you know, that kind of way.
Mm.
Or maybe not, I don't know. But, you know, I mean, maybe he's emotionally stunted or something, or maybe he was just, I don't know.
Mm. I mean, how long do you wait?
I mean,
I know a guy who's not, I won't say a friend, but an acquaintance of mine, who met at a funeral the wife of the deceased and brought her home, and his, he said to me, gave her a scene too. Right? Now, that wife is equally as bad as my mate. Well, not a mate, an acquaintance. He's equally as bad. She's equally as bad. Like, imagine doing that.
Well, come here, Sherlock, right?
I'm what, not what are you laughing at?
Just, life is funny, you know.
So, what I'm saying to you is that, I mean, that's the extreme of the situation. But, when your family is dealing with grief, when your family is dealing with grief, you don't go out and meet somebody else.
In that situation, I've seen it, and, you know, not starting a war with the sisterhood here, like, but women can get fairly in extreme situations like that. Now, I don't know if this is the case. Maybe a woman was a gold digger and she was burying some male lad and she didn't care. I don't know, but women can get a bit, they can be hijacked when they're going through an emotional state. No disrespect, ladies, but if they're going through grief or something, they can be.
Well, men get like that too. I mean, I'm assuming most people go through grief, they just deal with it differently.
More so women than men, I would imagine. I'd say it does happen to men, yeah, but more so.
Stop. You're making it out that men are these kind of hardened, no hearts, No.
I'm just saying that men and women are different. And yeah, there are some men that can be quite emotional. I'm not saying that, there's not, but I'm just saying.
Men have a difficulty sometimes being on their own. And they want to have a partner. So men have a difficulty. I remember reading research on this. And men have a difficulty being single. Women have less difficulty being single.
Mm.
It's true. Yeah. No, it's the same. Yeah. That's statistically true, by the way.
No. Where do you get to? I wasn't questioned in that survey, and I'm sure a lot of people were.
I'm just saying. They have I mean, Michael, you're on your own at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, but well, I'm not in a
committed relationship.
Yeah.
You have a girlfriend or something, have you? Or will you tend to have on and off, yeah?
Well, I've a couple of people I'm friendly with.
Oh, Jesus.
Everyone's cool and everyone knows where they're at.
They send like booty calls. Yeah, they send like booty calls to me.
Yeah, but it's grand. They want what I want and I want what they want, and that's it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's all right. I get that.
No, we're not breaking any laws, you know what I mean?
No, you're not. But in saying that, I get where you're going. I do. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Angela. Angela, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
Good, Angela. Is there ever a right time? I mean, a year after the chap has died, or the woman has died, the father's out meeting somebody, much to the children's discontent. He's out meeting somebody and has a new partner.
You know what? I don't think there's ever a right time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if I was in his position, I would be upset. But there's never a right time. It's a catch 22. It's like dad wants to move on. Of course, he loves mum. Did they say what kind of illness it was? Or
no, they don't. Jesus, typical Irish woman being really nosy. They don't go into the details of how she passed away. Just said it was sudden. That's all.
Well, no, because sometimes like that, if it's dementia or Alzheimer's or something like that.
Oh, they've had time to grow away from them.
That's what I'm saying. And that it's like, you know, they always spoke about this. And if anything ever happened, I want you to move on. I want you to, you know.
How would you feel, by the way, if you popped your clog tomorrow? And your boyfriend, although you're not with him that long, you only with him a couple of years, but how would you feel if, you know, 2 months later he's out having dinner with somebody else, meeting up?
Not anymore, I'm single.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, happy house. The two of us are very happy. It ended really well.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, and it really did. Cause
it's a mutual agreement, wasn't you?
Yeah, well, he's still living in the house.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, dear.
House and everything, so we're both very happy with it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Sorry, Angela.
if I die...
Is he bringing his new girlfriend back to the house, Angela, or what's the story?
If he wants to, he is very much welcome to.
Oh, no. That's Angela, that's not going to work out.
That doesn't sound...
That's jeepers, Angela.
Niall, it's been kind of fizzling out, you know, and I'm quite happy.
But you were over the moon a few weeks ago. You were madly in love and all sorts of carry on.
I know.
Okay. Oh yeah. No. Sorry. I don't mean to be heartless. I'm just saying.
No, come here. Listen. No, I'm sorry, Ange.
I do apologize because I'm being heartless
don't
now.
Because
I was happy for you. You know what I mean?
If you can't laugh, you'll cry. That's the way I look at it.
Right. Okay. Well, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if Michael slags you, but that's just what Michael.
I'm not slagging. I'm just thinking. I just think you want to. You want to like make a decision there, either he goes or you go.
Well, no, because I'm
sharing a mortgage.
Oh no, it's not a mortgage, Jesus Christ.
Well, then if you're not sharing a mortgage, you have to, you know, cut ties there, unless because you know what I mean.
Yeah, look, I think you have to make your own decision in your own time, and that's fine.
That's okay.
I don't want to get involved in your business.
Anyway,
sorry.
Anyway, going back to this. No, of course I would. Do you know what I mean? I would be gutted if this was my mother or father. I wouldn't be happy if it happened to me and somebody moved on that quick. But every single person is different. And
what about your mum and dad? Are they still with us, Angela?
Oh, they are. Yeah, that's why I said I'd be gutted.
That's what I'm saying. If anything happened, God bless it, to your mum, and you know, 6 or 7 months later, your dad was back out in the dating game, you wouldn't be very pleased, would you?
Oh, I'd murder him.
But that's what I'm saying.
But that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Everyone is different and, you know, people move on like that. But I personally, no, I wouldn't be happy. It happened, my ex, his grandmother passed away. And within 4 months, her husband was off on a cruise line with someone else.
Right. Okay.
And I'm just like, what, you know, is it me? Or, you know, is that kind of England and the way they are? Because it was her third husband. You know, that...
Right, she goes through them fairly sharpish, yeah.
Yeah, it's not true, fairly sharpish. She did that her.
When I was a kid, there was a woman across the road. And her husband died. So he was quite young, because they would have been the same age as my mother and father at the time. So they're probably in their 50s, because I was only a child. And I remember, like, the man was only dead a short while. He had a heart attack or something. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah.
But he was only dead a short while. And there was, as people, the neighbours were saying, there's men coming to the door, right? And they were all gossiping behind her back, and she was the worst type, and she'll spend his money when you see this, and she'll have men moved in there, and there was all talk about it on the road. She was the talk of the neighbourhood. But now, to me, at the time, it seemed like probably only the next day after he died. But it probably wasn't. It was probably a couple of months or something. I don't know. You know what I mean? But, I just think there's a disrespect to it. I mean, if you're supposed to have loved somebody, is there not a disrespect, you know, to running out and can't wait to get somebody else down the aisle? Like?
Because, you know what my mum always says, right? And this is so funny. She turned around. I think I said this to you before, though. Turned around and said, I am never going to tell another man that I'm going to the toilet.
Right. Okay.
And when you think of it, like, let's say if you and Karen now are sitting, you know, at home at night, you get up and you go, oh, I'm just going to the toilet there.
Yeah. That's a thing we do. That's a very Irish thing, by the way. We'll go on,
it's
yeah.
Very Irish.
Just go to the Jacks.
Going out to put on the kettle. I'm just, and that's what my mum said, I'll never tell another man I'm going to the toilet. And it's a good way to do it.
It's an unusual way of putting
because
it.
Because I know she loves and adores him and she would never get over it. And
so what would she do with the next one? She just won't tell him she's going to the toilet.
She might have been into that though, Angela.
You know. And you know what the thing is? They're both 75.
they're 70s, Michael.
They're both 70.
The internet.
Now.
They think water sports is jet skiing. Sorry.
Because, yeah. No, God don't let, like, as I said, life is for laughing, but they're 75 now, so I couldn't exactly see either of them going on Tinder.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, I don't have much time for those dating websites. I know Michael believes in them.
No, I don't.
Michael, you're probably on
all of them. Never use them.
Michael, to tell the truth and shame the devil, you probably have 20 profiles on all these sites.
I don't.
Plenty
I've
of fish.
I've never used them.
All
I
those
don't.
Ones.
I don't. I've never
don't
used them. Never.
Them, Michael, is it?
What?
I don't use them. I've never used them. Never done internet dating. Ever.
I have a vision of Michael. He has like a picture of himself bare topped with muscles or something. And a dog on a head. You know, chopping down trees.
I had myself in a vest once with me after a session in the gym, and I had the pump, which doesn't last very long, by the way.
What pump?
The pump you get in the gym, it fades away after a couple of days. I just had to keep going back to the gym.
A pump? For what? A muscle pump? I thought you meant a pump for your gadgets.
I know what I was going
Jesus Christ.
You did that at the gym.
What?
I thought you were on about your little... Your... No,
little.
We thought it was a different pump we were talking about, Michael.
That's why you needed the pump. But I was going, what are you getting to the gym for?
No, I've never used internet dating. Never used it. That's the truth. I wouldn't lie about it.
So, Angela, you're going back on the internet now?
Not a hope in hell. Not after the absolute idiots I met the last time on.
40-something-year-old woman. It is 40, are you 40? 30?
47.
40-something-year-old woman, a woman with knife and fork, wants to meet man with plate.
Why? Jesus, what
are
you looking at?
Well, I mean, if anyone's interested, by the way, if anyone's interested, if you want to give us a call, 087-188-0008, Angela's back on the dating game.
Angela is quite happy out now with her.
Use the matchmaker once, Angela. Use the matchmaking once.
Oh,
you have less chance of meeting an oddball.
Yeah, but you have to pay more money for those ones, don't you?
Well, what do you want? Like, you have to pay for things that are good value. Like, you want value, don't you?
They say that 80% of people meet up. It's like, oh, for God's sake, no. I'm happy out the way I am now. I am just taking time for me.
You'll get bored after a while.
Yeah, that won't last long. You'll be on to me in 2 weeks' time saying you're bored.
Yeah,
I'm frustrated.
I'm in love again.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Jay. Jay, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Jay?
Evening,
Mark. We completely lost the reason for the topic tonight. The topic was actually about this woman, this poor woman who passed away, and now her husband has met somebody else a year later, and the kids are not having any of it. They think it's disrespectful to the memory of their mother, which I get. I do get that.
How is it disrespectful to the memory of their mother? Has he ripped up every picture in the house and threw it out and says that woman's name will never be spoken again? No, he hasn't. These are coming across like two spoiled little brats.
Oh.
Yeah, no, come on, listen to the email she sent you in there.
Yeah, I know.
It was all about whore and whore sister and whore feelings and this, that. And they were holding hands for 30-odd years. No, they weren't. Right, if anything, I mean, if he moved on that quick, it wasn't as rosy as them two girls like to think it was.
He says, yeah, my mum and dad were together for 30-odd years. I don't know if it's a him or her, anyway, but he says, I think it's a woman, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And they had a fantastic loving relationship until the day she passed.
How does she know that she did not spend 24 hours?
She's living with him for Jesus' sake.
No, come on.
They never argued, always held hands.
Never argued in 25 years. Well, there's a lie straight away. She's living in cloud cuckoo land, there she is. Do you know what's after happening? She's after watching too many of them bloody Disney movies. Seriously, come on. In 25 years, they never rowed, and it was loving to the very end. Well, it couldn't have been that loving if he was out the gap like a light. You know what I mean?
And he's looking for a new one.
But come on.
Yeah.
Reality check here, girls. No. They probably stuck together because they had to.
I'm just going to read you an interesting story here just before we go any further. A woman awakes during the night to find that her husband is not in bed. She puts on her robe and she goes downstairs to look for him. She finds him sitting at the kitchen table with a hot cup of coffee in front of him. He appears to be in deep thought, just staring at the wall. She watches as he wipes a tear from his eye and takes a sip of his coffee. "What's the matter, dear?" she says, as she steps into the room. "Why are you down here all alone at this time of the night?" The husband looks up from his coffee and says, "It's the 20th anniversary of the day we met, darling." She can't believe he's actually remembered the anniversary, and she starts to well up and tear up. The husband continues, "Do you remember 20 years ago when we started dating, darling? I was 18 and you were only 16. Once again, the wife is touched and she starts to shed a tear. "Yes, I do," she replies. The husband pauses. The words are not coming out so easily now. "Do you remember
when your father caught us in the back seat of the car. Yes, I remember, said the wife, lowering herself onto the chair beside him to put her arm around him. The husband continued, do you remember when he shoved this shotgun in my face and said, either you marry my daughter or I'll send you to prison for 20 years. I remember that too, she replied softly. He wiped another tear from his cheek and he said, I'd have gotten out today. Andy, that's hilarious. Anyway, sorry, where was I going? Yeah, sorry, Jay. But Jay, I do understand how the kids are feeling. I mean, it's their mammy and that's their daddy and that's all they've ever known.
How old is she? 12 toward the end?
No,
nine?
Clearly not, no.
Yeah, okay, no. She's a grown-ass woman that has her own family, probably. Well, I'm just assuming. You know that way?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
She didn't live with her mum and dad till the day she died, I wouldn't say. Again, I'm just presuming.
Yeah.
But she has this rose-tinted look on how her mum and dad's relationship were. We don't know if it was like that. I mean, they were... Couples are good at keeping it together for the kids' sake.
Yep.
True. So, I mean, unless she was literally attached to her mommy and daddy 24/7 for the last 45 years, she doesn't know what type of relationship.
She just belched into the microphone. Okay, so I mean, would you agree, Angela, that they're being selfish?
No, I wouldn't, because my mum
spoiled.
My mum is Italian, right? They were married 51 years this year, and I lived in that for a long
time. Oh, hang on. There's somebody making noise in the background. Is that Michael?
No, not me.
Michael, is that you, Jay? Are you in a train station?
No, I'm at home.
All right. Oh, sorry. It must be
he's loading the dishwasher.
Sorry?
He's loading the dishwasher.
Oh, that's it. Keep him under control, even though you're not with him anymore. Go on, Eric.
I've never, ever seen my mum and dad argue. Now, before you say that's great, Lotus, that's not saying that they didn't argue. Of course they did. But never in front of
you. Ah, come on. Your man and dad never argued in front of you?
Never.
Never. They never had a word in front of you. Ah, come on.
Niall, I am telling you that now.
Well, you're blessed. Never. You were so lucky.
I was so... I never saw... Now, as my mum said, she said, now we did. But never in front of you. I never saw my mother or father raise their voices to each other. Never.
Were they ever sharpening knives, Andy? Did you ever know
sharpening knives? We did that when we were bed. But we never saw.
Well, fair play to them. They hit it well, so.
They really did now, because, like, Jesus, I'd hear a pin drop, like, so it must have been out for the count.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, it's still your mother and it's still your father, and it's upsetting because they're still grieving their mother.
Well, Angela, for one second, would you not rather your father be happy then? I mean, he's obviously grieving. Maybe this might be, as you said, I don't mean to bring it back to the puppies, but as the other lad said, it's like replacing a lost dog, you know, a lost pet with a new puppy. I mean, maybe he's grieving.
What?
Maybe.
Hold on for a second. Who said that? Michael? I didn't hear that.
Somebody at the start of this conversation.
Oh, I must say Michael. Michael comes out with mad shit like that.
Yeah,
you be listening to me at all, Noel,
no? I missed that bit about the puppies.
Didn't you, Michael? Didn't you say about replacing a new puppy if you lose your dog?
if you had an emotional connection with the dog, and then someone comes in and replaces it with a puppy.
Yeah, sorry, Michael, I missed that. And the reason I missed it because Aisling was talking to me here about something technical in the radio station here. So I missed you saying that. I do apologise, Michael.
Yeah, Aisling, typical. Yeah.
I'm blaming Aisling, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Michael, it's not really like replacing a puppy. And we're talking about women here and men.
I think it's timing, right? I'll tell you what I think. I think it's timing. I think the fact that he brought the woman home and he displayed her in the house like a bag of shopping. That's what I think, though. I think because he displayed this new woman, right? And if he had
this is your new mammy.
that's probably what pissed him off.
After us today.
Yeah, I mean, but Angela, that's what it is like. It's like, here's your new mammy.
Yeah. And he should have, to be honest, he should have sat them down and spoke to them before he paraded her into the house.
But what do you mean parade? The way he's talking here, it's like he's bringing a sheep up to the market to try and sell it. Parading it into the house. This is a human being.
This is meant to be a really serious topic, but can I just point out? Yeah, go
she
on.
Arrived in on the throne with four men carrying her like.
And now, what's this? Here's your new mammy. Sorry, no. What's this? Here's your new mammy. These are grown ass women. They don't want a new mammy.
I'm just saying. That's psychologically what they're thinking. Here's yeah, dad with the new mammy.
They head saying to, wouldn't they, in their 20s and 30s, I want a new mammy and a new daddy. Will you go away with that?
Well, you know, you don't know what stage of life they're at.
Yeah. Yeah, my mother was telling me mammy until the day she died.
Yeah, but I do.
And that's it. And then when she dies, she sees being your mammy. Not being disrespectful.
No, she's still me mammy. She's just
yeah,
a
but
dead
know
one.
What I mean is, yeah, a dead one. Yeah. There's no replacing her. You're not. There's no replacing her. Just because another woman comes in, it doesn't mean there's your new mammy. It just means there's daddy's new toy.
Do you not think that he should have sat them down and said, "Listen, just to let you know, I've been seeing someone, you know, for the last how long is your mother dead?" So, I want to introduce her now, and your new
why should he? He owes sister. Them nothing. Why should he? He owes them nothing. He, but it sounds of things, he's done a great job riding them with his wife, his deceased wife. He's done his job. They're all grown up and moved on.
All right, can I ask you a question? Well, let me ask you a question, Jay, all right? I mean, you love your partner, and no disrespect. And
she maybe saw me, she told me she'd haunt me.
Oh, yeah. God willing, she lives a long, long life. But if something happened to her tomorrow, right, would you be off dating in 3 months' time, 4 months' time?
No, of course I wouldn't. She's sitting right over my shoulder. Of course I wouldn't.
She'd haunt you. I know. That's a Karen that they'd meet you.
I'm not really a good rocking up.
And what about her? What about her? Would she put it on?
God bless the poor fella.
Put it on.
No.
Jay, put her on, will you? The woman who bore your children, will you put the woman on her?
Hello?
How are you? Yeah. If he died or anything happened to him tomorrow, mind you, after this phone call, she could be coming sooner rather than later.
It could be.
I mean, would you be able to move on fairly quickly? It's all right. He's sitting beside you, I know. But, like, would you be out dating in 3 or 4 months?
No. Because he'd haunt me as well.
Oh, he'd haunt you too. But would you do you think you might be able to get over it fairly quick?
Probably. Depends what he looked like.
Yeah, I suppose I'd if he could give you a few kids because Jay is a professional child giver.
Is he taking the 8 kids as well?
How do you put up with him, by the way? We've no idea how you put up with him.
I haven't. Alcohol helps.
All right. It numbs the pain.
It numbs the pain.
Come on, tell us. He's really a big softy until he gets on the radio.
He is a massive softy. Massive one.
Don't ruin his reputation.
A reputation? He is a massive softy. Since he had our youngest son.
All right.
He's just a massive softy now, right, today?
Right, okay.
Love a good kill right now. I'm going to get off this phone, I'll be dead.
See you, thanks, bye. Jay. Have to take a break. Listen, thanks very much indeed. I've got to take a quick break. So how soon is too soon to move on? Michael said it doesn't really matter. Andrew believes, you know, look, there's never a right time to move on, but you got to be sensitive about these situations. Whereas Jay is saying, it's no big deal. I mean, you don't need permission from everyone to move on after someone dies. The number's 087-188-0008. Although I don't think his partner agrees. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. Joanna, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Joanna?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, life is too short to be hanging around. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I just think, you know, life is a short trip.
It is. You only get one shot at it, yeah?
That's it. And it's not a dress rehearsal. So, I mean, I think it's a bit selfish of the children. I understand that they love their mother and whatever. But, I mean, do they really want him to spend the rest of his life all alone?
Now, you did say to Ashley the best way to get over a man is to get another one.
The best way to get over a man is to get under another one.
And do you believe that the best way to get over a relationship or the loss of a relationship like that is to get straight into another one?
Yeah, why not?
Even if someone dies, like?
Yes, I do. Why hang around?
Right.
I mean, you could walk out the door tomorrow and get hit by a bus and that's your life's gone.
Oh, no, I get that. I get why people think like that and understand that. But is it a bit disrespectful to the person that you're supposed to have loved?
No.
That you're supposed to want to share the rest of your life and your dreams with?
Well, I know if something happened to me, I wouldn't want my husband going the rest of his life being miserable and mourning me. I'd like to think that he live the rest of his life being happy with someone.
Would you not be if you were lighting around up there in the sky, looking down, so to speak, theoretically? Would you not be thinking to yourself, "Oh, geez, he didn't even wait. I'm not even cold in the grave."
Well,
yet.
No, I think once 6 months is gone, I think it's
six
okay.
Months. Yeah,
I do. I really do because you know that person's dead. You're not.
Yeah,
you know. And that's it. And if a relationship is over and doomed, well, you know, just get on with your life. As I say, you know, if somebody has left you, well then, you know, the best way to get over that is get under another one. There you go.
And what about what the kids are saying in this? Now, I mean...
Well, if they're adult
they're adult children.
Well, yeah. Then I'd say, well, you know what? It's easy for you to say, you have your lives and you are content. I'm not going to sit and waste away my days forever sitting here on my own while you are happy with your life. I have a life too.
Are they being selfish anymore?
Yes, they are being selfish. Yes, they are being selfish.
Right.
Absolutely.
None of their business.
I think so. I'd be saying, rock on there. Go on. You get out there and you live the rest of your life.
Right. Okay.
Absolutely.
And have you had this conversation with your husband? I mean, does he feel the same way? Would he?
Oh, I've told him. If that was ever to happen to me,
off you go.
You know. You,
sow your wild oats.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I said, now, if I, you know, like, if you pop your clogs, don't expect me to return the favor. I'm only joking.
I'm not coming with you.
honestly, though, I really believe, like, you know, life is a short trip, you know, and you make the best of what you have in your life. It doesn't mean that you never loved that person.
Mm.
It doesn't mean that you'll never forget that person.
Does it not mean that you never really loved them as much as you pretended to?
I don't think so. I don't believe that. Mm. That person is not there anymore. So there's a void in your life. There's an emptiness in your life. And if you meet somebody, even if it's probably just for companionship, if anything. I don't believe the companionship thing.
I mean, you're either with them or you're not, isn't it?
Yeah, well, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But I don't think that adult children have a right to deny that person or make them feel guilty about it even.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a goddamn right to do that.
Okay, well, stay there. Let me go to Karen as well. Karen, you're an Ireland's Classic. As you heard Joanna said, best way to get over a man is to get under another one.
I personally wouldn't put myself through that again for a second time.
Right, okay.
I'm only messing. But I mean, I don't think it's fair for his kids to be dictating to him and telling him what to do. They love their mother. Nothing's going to change that.
Absolutely.
And she'll always be their mother. You know, and especially if they're grown adults. I mean, he's not bringing someone else in to, you know, replace their mother.
Well, you are. That's the way they see it.
I know, but they're not. He's not.
But that's I know. You're both saying he's not, but that's the way they see it, Karen.
I know, but
they're not children anymore. You know what I mean?
Children, yeah, that's a bit pathetic on their part. I'm sorry, but it is.
Yeah, but their mother was their mother, and they saw this wonderful relationship, as she says in the email. How dare my father put us in this situation and disrespect my mother like this? And they said, I always wanted to achieve that type of relationship in my own life. In other words, they admired their relationship.
And that's a right to have a life. Like, you know, by the sounds of it, they had a great relationship with both their parents, and both their parents had a great relationship with each other. So why wouldn't they want to see their father be happy for the rest of his life?
Well, maybe they would. Maybe they would in a few years, but maybe just not at the moment. They're still grieving, I imagine.
And that's fine. And I'm sure he... Probably, like, he's never going to forget
Clearly
the woman
great,
he married.
He's not going to get any younger either.
He's not getting any younger, you know.
Well, Karen, if he was grieving, he wouldn't be out with another woman, would he?
Well, I don't know.
Are you married?
I'm married, yeah.
Right. Have you ever had this conversation with your husband? Most married couples probably have.
We had this conversation, didn't we?
Okay.
Yeah, we had this conversation, yeah.
Yeah, and what happened in that conversation?
I wouldn't have a problem with him moving on. I would expect him to move on. I don't expect him to live his life on his own forevermore.
Are you just saying that, Karen? But really, you're thinking to yourself, if he does, I'll break his neck.
Yeah, he's nodding his head here.
He's going to go to bed tonight and you'll turn around to him in the pillow and you'll go, would you really move on if I was gone that quick?
No.
You will. There'll be a Barney over tonight.
You know, and if, God forbid, if I died, young, I would just want someone to come in and be respectful to my children. That would be my...
And would you be happy for your husband to meet somebody new?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I don't think he should live, you know, on his own for the rest of his life. I would like for him to meet somebody else and be happy.
This man... they're
close your row in Karen's house tonight.
Children.
Would you want me to meet someone else? Hesitated and said yeah.
See what I mean? He's hesitating. He doesn't really mean that. He's only saying it because you're saying it.
No, but on a serious note, though, life is a short trip.
It is. No, I'm not denying life is short, Joanna. I mean, you're right. We only get one go. There's no dress rehearsal.
Absolutely.
And you've got to be happy for as long as you possibly can in it. I get all of that. But you also have to have a modicum of morality as well about the thing.
I think it's different if your children are like children. If somebody dies, that's different. Mm. You have to kind of have a moral code there. But I mean, if your children are adult children, they should have a bit more cop on to say, well, I wouldn't want to see my mum or dad on their own forever. Mm-hmm. You know, the loneliness.
It says she's dead a year. She died suddenly a year ago. See, and that makes it worse, Karen, that she died suddenly.
I get it. I do.
Yeah. So
I wasn't seeing someone before she died.
I mean, now don't be throwing the cat among the pigeons, Karen. Did you have to do that? I mean, they sound like a lovely couple.
You know, yeah, no, they thought maybe they were. Maybe they had an agreement. Maybe they had an arrangement.
Jesus Christ.
I just think it's harder when they're young children, you know, young children. I think that's different.
I think that
I really do.
More time then, I do.
Yeah,
your priorities
I do too.
At that time are your children.
Yeah, because they're children and they don't understand. But I think adult children, they should have, you know, the cop on to realise, well, I don't want my mum and dad to spend the rest of their life on their own.
Stay there, both of you, for a second. Let me go to Sarah as well. Sarah, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sarah?
Hiya, Niall. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I think Caden was right there. I'd say he was probably doing something.
What, behind our back?
Yeah.
Sarah, how would you feel about that? I don't know if your dad and mum are still with us. Are they both still with us?
No, my mum's passed.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. And is your dad still with us?
Yeah, he's still there.
How would you feel after a year of your man passing away if your dad was off out dating again?
I'd have probably killed him. He'd probably be buried next to her. Seriously.
Why, do you think it's disrespectful?
I think if they're supposed to be in a loving relationship, but if they weren't, I don't think I'd have a problem with it. Like,
right, so if you knew there was problems in the relationship all along, that'd be fine. You'd understand that.
Not necessarily. It depends who's more the torment in that relationship.
Right, okay.
You know? So, like, if...
Well, see, according to the girl who wrote this email, this message into us on Facebook, she said they were together for 30 years, they had a fantastic loving relationship right up until the day she passed. They never argued, always held hands, and it was a relationship I was always so happy to grow up in and one I always wanted to achieve my own life. So they seemed to be happy and happily married up until the day she died. She died, obviously died suddenly.
No, that's bullshit.
But maybe if they were that happy.
Who doesn't argue after 30 years of marriage?
Liam Neeson knew that his wife was dead after a couple of months and he went off and he started dating some other one.
But Hollywood stars tend to do things like that, don't they? I don't know what it is about.
Doesn't make any odds. They're human. They're still at the end of the day. We all think the same. Well,
yeah, he did. He met somebody not long after. His wife died in a skiing accident, wasn't it? Yeah.
That was right, yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe if he was genuinely that happy in his marriage, maybe he's just longing to fill that void.
Oh, I don't know. I knew this guy, right, and he got married, right, and whatever happened with his first marriage, whatever happened, right, he was divorced. And then his second marriage, he had a family. And he also had a family from his fourth marriage, right?
Right.
But God bless, his wife died, and she was a beautiful lady, right? But he ended up marrying one of those internet wives. He went over to Thailand or something like that.
Right.
And at his age, he was 60-odd years of age, now going on 70.
Right.
And he ended up having a child.
For the Thai bride?
No, the girl was only a child herself. She was probably only around 26 or 27 now. That's probably exaggerating, not a child.
Right, okay, but she was a very young woman, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was in his 70s.
Yeah, and he goes off. And she actually had a baby for him, like.
Oh, right. That's a bit odd, isn't it? See, but this comes back to what I said earlier on, ladies, that there's a statistic out there that men have an inability to be on their own, that men don't like to be on their own. Women, women can handle life better on their own, but men actually can, surprisingly enough.
I crave to be on my own sometimes.
I know the feeling.
Karen, can I just point out, Karen, your husband's within stone's throw of you there. I just be making.
He can hear. I say, he says to me, "What do you want for your birthday? What do you want for Christmas?" I just want to be on my own. And then he books me a hotel stay for the two of us. He's lucky. I love him, but I wouldn't want him again.
You wouldn't swap him for the world.
I wouldn't swap him for the world. No, I'm very lucky. Yeah. Very happily married.
Oh, well, I know. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, but Sarah, you married.
Yeah.
Okay. And you married long?
A few months. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Late. You could cheer up a little bit there, Sarah. Sarah, be a little bit happier about it. Sarah, so if your other half, and God, I hope it never happens to any of yous, right? God willing, as they say. But if your other half popped his clog suddenly tomorrow, would you be able to run off now and meet somebody like in a couple of months?
Niall, I'm telling you this, and I'm saying on national radio, I would never, ever, ever, ever get into another relationship again.
Now, I can take that up as either one of two ways. One, that you just love him so infinitely that nobody could ever replace him. Or two, I'm sick of relationships.
Now, you said it. No, but seriously, right? It's a great feeling knowing that you can get out there and live a life and be single.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, it's not a power, but to know that you're not dependent or codependent on anyone is good,
but
you know?
But it's not always about codependent, it's about being in love with somebody, isn't it?
It's not, but you're talking about that guy there. I honestly, I don't think he's right in the head.
Who?
Seriously.
Who?
Your man who ran off with whoever he ran off with after 12 months.
Why do you think he's right in the head?
Like, I think he probably just can't bear to be on his own by the sounds of it. By the sounds of what the daughter has said, they had a very loving relationship.
Yeah.
And maybe he just can't stand the pain of the loss of his wife, and he needs to fill that void.
Yeah, well, that's so the not best love. Way for him that's to not that. Marriage.
No, but maybe he is heartbroken, and this is a distraction from the heartbreak.
I forgot to take care of
that.
I'd go on a cruise with the insurance money.
I'd go on a cruise.
On your own. With the insurance money, I would.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.